Amen. What a time to be alive. We can't express that enough. What God is doing is phenomenal. There's a shaking, a quaking, a moving, and a grooving. And we're watching the mighty, mighty presence and the breath of God infiltrate all areas to bring light, truth, freedom, deliverance, and salvation to mankind. This is not any doing of man. This is a move of God. Amen? This is a move of God. Would you turn to Psalm 51, please? Verse 5. I'm going to bring a little bit of update. I'm not going to give a full update on things. I'll probably talk about that more Tuesday. But today I want to talk about something in the area where what God is really doing. And in Psalm 51, verse 5, it says what? Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In other words, I was born at a chaotic time. I was born, and now I have a life of chaos. I was born in such a chaotic time. I was brought forth in iniquity, and the sin of my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to what? Know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear the joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all of my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. And do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Again, here he was talking about being born in the chaos, a time of deception, a time of all kinds of things that were going on. Chaos is associated also with confusion and disorder. Amen. We are in a global chaos right now. There's a global chaos and there's a personal chaos. And then what happens then, when people are born in a chaos, they begin to build on chaos. Things that have happened in our life, we begin to build on chaos. And it doesn't mean that you're creating chaos. What you do is you begin to build on things to try to prevent chaos from happening again. The problem is you're still building off of chaos. And the Bible says, the Lord is my what? Shepherd, we shall not lack, and let him build. The Lord builds the house. If we build on anything else, it's going to crumble. So in this, you and I were brought in a place of chaos. Now, remember, there's a tree of good and evil and the tree of life, right? So even though there's a tree of good and evil, not everything that seems chaotic is out front chaotic, but behind it is chaotic. It's corruptive. It's contaminated. The earth is contaminated. The world is contaminated. You and I were born in contamination. And that's why we need to be born again. But what we're seeing right now is a tremendous move of God to remove the contamination, to rescue as many people as possible. And sometimes it doesn't seem fair, does it? Again, people that were born in chaotic times begin to build on chaotic things. And John chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. That should have been convincing enough. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of what? Water. and spirit. And the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. In other words, we were talking about, you must be born of water and Spirit to build a new life, a life of peace and joy and righteousness in the Holy Spirit, which is the kingdom of God. You must be born again, no matter what. But amazingly, he talks about how born. You know, when a woman is pregnant, before the child comes, what does she break first? Water. Amen. Water. I want you to think about this. Water. Are we having floods everywhere? The earth is flooded all over the place. There's floods. There's dams breaking. There's earthquakes. There's all kinds of things that are happening right now. Even in our own country. Look what's happening in these other states. Floods. Floods. Breaking of water. Go to Ezekiel 36. Why? We're in an era of new birth. Ezekiel 36:24. What does it say? For I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all countries, and bring you into your own land. Then I'll sprinkle what? Clean water on you, and you shall be clean. And I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put what? My spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will deliver you from all of your uncleanness. I will call for the grain and to multiply it and bring no famine upon you. I will multiply the fruit of your trees and increase your fields so that you need never again hear the reproach of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil days and your deeds that were not good. And you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and your abominations. Not for your sake do I do this, says the Lord. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. No, you know, when God speaks to Israel, he's speaking to the body of Christ also. What does he say? Sprinkle clean water. Again, there's global rains. There's global storms. There's global flooding, causing humanity to look beyond themselves. Why? Because it's a time of what? New birth. We are birthing into a new era. Things are changing rapidly. You may not see it, but behind what you don't see, it's moving quickly, very quickly. Again, there's global chaos and personal chaos. Genesis 6, verse 5. What does it say? Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his hearts was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I made man. But Noah found grace in the sight of God. Go to 17. And behold, I myself am bringing what? Flood waters on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh, in which is the breath of life. Everything that is on the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons and your wife, and your sons and wives with you. And everything living, all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Again, God is destroying the parts and areas. Now listen, when God pours out, it's not his wrath yet. These are judgments. There are certain specific areas that he's hitting. I'm not going to get into that. But But these floods are brought by upon in their cells. Why? God is awakening. He's trying to bring new birth. He's trying to cleanse the earth. He's attempting mankind to be awakened in every way possible because the media lies. Amen. People are believing the media. It's crazy how many people are still not awakened yet. But he's washing the blood. He's washing the earth with the water because he's getting ready to give birth to this humanity with the Spirit. There's going to be a tremendous revival come forth out of all of this. I'm telling you, I've seen these floods that are just tremendous, rivers overflowing. What that one place was, 26 feet. 26 feet of water. That's incredible. In a day. That's incredible, 26 feet of water to overflow. That's not natural. That's supernatural. Amen? All of these things are happening globally. Globally. God's destroying evil with flooding. Now, he said he'd never destroy the whole earth again with flooding, but he's destroying evil right now. Now, in this, we know that there's the wheat and the tare that live together, right? But didn't he say don't pull the tare out yet until it was time? And the angels will do all that? God is doing that now. I believe he's beginning to expose the tare, but he's rescuing the wheat, regardless of what. In Matthew 24, verse 3, now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us when these things will be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age. And Jesus answered and said to them, I take heed no one does what? Deceive you. Is there a lot of deception going on? Yeah, because it's still chaotic times, isn't it? For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will be deceived, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. Are this happening? I mean, you can't deny this stuff. And you can't make it up. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is what? Not yet. For nation will rise against nations, kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes, floods, disasters, chaos in area and various places. And all of these things that are beginning of sorrows are what we call the beginning of what? Birth pangs. Why? Because God's getting ready to birth something from his Spirit. Big time. So you're seeing the breaking of water all over the place. Hebrews 12:25. Let's speak it. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he was promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also what? The heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Again, the exposing of the chaos, the removing, the renewing, the cleansing, and the rebirth. We're in it. It's happening. We are in a prophetic storm. Predestined for this time. The storm will continue. I want you to look at the body of Christ as the ark. When the storm came, what happened? The ark floated. The body of Christ, like Noah's ark, it floated. The more the floods came, the more things came, the body of Christ was getting more and more exalted. In Matthew 7, verse 24, let's speak it. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, and what? Does them. I will liken him to be a wise man who built his house on the rock. and the rain descended, the floods came. The what? The rain descended, the floods came. Is that happening? Yeah. And the winds blew and beat on that house, your temple. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock, which is the anointing. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Sounds like the Democratic Party. It's fallen big time on their house. And all these corrupt countries, all these blue countries, their economy, everything is collapsing globally now. Why? Because the rain of God, the flood of God, the storm of God is hit globally. But it's also affecting individuals. Amen? Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by God's plan of escape you've been saved, called faith, through faith, that not of yourselves it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for new good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them and do them. We're no longer building out of a life of chaos, but we're now building out of a life out of eternal spirit. It's totally different. And the world will see. Psalm 82. Starting at verse 1. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in where? Darkness. All the foundations of the earth are what? Unstable. I said, you are gods, and all you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, and you shall inherit all nations. Judgment of God. We're in it. Floods, storms, prophetic storms are happening. What a time to be alive. You know, again, many people don't realize that so many people are still building out of their chaos. They could have a disease or sickness or whatever. They're still building out of it. We don't want to build out of anything except for the King, God's company, God's business, God's will, God's kingdom, his word. The word warns us about building on other things. Amen? We're not to build on those things. No matter what you're going through, it doesn't matter. Just shake it off. It doesn't matter. Just know that you maintain that relationship with the Lord. That's why the word says putting God before you, putting him first no matter what. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who what? Who loves him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may be instructed by him? But we have the mind of Christ. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. For when they what? Speak swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Christ, Jesus Christ, they again entangle themselves and are overcome, the latter end is worse than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of the righteous than having to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to a true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Again, these are things that we're watching before our eyes. There's so much corruption. There's so much lies. Remember, God called Satan a liar, a thief, the father of lies. Amen. There's so much corruption out there. It's incredible. You must be careful of who you hear from and what you receive from. I mean, there are corrupt judges. There's corrupt attorneys, corrupt policemen. They're busing all of these people. Can you imagine? We never seen so much. They're setting up ICE agents to try and kill them now. They're shooting at them. Trump just gave the order. They throw rocks at you. Go get them. Because they weren't allowed, like in New York City, they're not allowed to leave their vehicles. Trump said no more. You're under the authority of the federal government now. He's telling all police and ICE agents, if they're throwing stuff at you, go arrest them. Go get them. You know, it's incredible to where these delusional, deceptive individuals that have been brought up in chaos live a life of chaos and pass it on to their children. That's inherited chaos. And that's how they live. You know, there's good things about welfare, but there's bad things about welfare. Because many people have a welfare mentality, and they'd rather just sit home and not go to work or participate. They'd rather do whatever they can to cheat, shortcut, and just receive money from the government. Those days are over with. They're coming to an end. So now you got to prove whether you can receive any money or assistance from a government. You know, it's just incredible in how long. I mean, I was born in New York, and many of my friends from school, their families were on welfare. Everybody lived on welfare. They did everything they could to get free assistance. Everybody did. It was a way of life because that life was chaotic. Some of them broke out. Don't get me wrong. But you can't break out on your own. You need Jesus. He's the one that breaks you out of this chaotic life. And that's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. You must be born of the water and spirit to break out of this chaotic life and come into a life of peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, happy days. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another one builds on it. But let each one take heed in how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood and hay or straw, which is a chaotic foundation, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so is through the fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Oh, happy days. And I'm going to close at Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings of the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from the fire. Your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant, and your heart shall swell with joy, because of the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you. There's a great change right now. The world is freaking out because things are collapsing. Banks are collapsing. Currencies are collapsing. All this is a purposeful thing for the goodness of humanity, because once everything collapses, it must be what? Rebuilt. There's a resetting, renewing, and a refreshing that we're in right now. The enemy comes out in all kinds of flavors and colors and agendas and all kinds of ways. If he can't kill you with sin, he'll kill you with food. If he can't kill you with one thing, he'll try and kill you with another. Again, in this prophetic storm, we arise above it. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be like eagles. Eagles go above the storm. And our delicacies are snakes, serpents. Yes. So you should be a demon hunter. That should be your sport. Driving out demons, exposing their influence. Amen? That should be every true believer. If you've been born of the Spirit with eyes wide open. Remember, Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace on this earth. I came to bring a what? Sword. A sword. And many people don't use it. They don't know it. So many believers, so-called believers that are bound by religion, don't even know how to fight. And their families are being taken out from a chaotic lifestyle. But we are a new generation. This is a new time, a new season, a new reality. Everything is changing. But you must go with the change from above and not from the change from beneath. Amen? Stay away from a chaotic lifestyle and maintain a peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Assemble, stay plugged in, worship. It's God's presence that keeps us. Without his presence, we're nothing. And pray. You won't know him unless you communicate with him. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you continue to bless every seed that's been imparted in us so it grows and bears fruits for your glory. And you bring reality even after what we've heard from you today. Prepare our hearts for communion. And be glorified in whatever we do, in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.